is Register, Editor-in-Chief, and Political Reporter Gordon Wainwatch reporting. I'm attempting now to call tape recording it to, first let's find out what today's date is. Okay, I'm going to call Noah Weather to timestamp the date. And we're going to take a look at the time right here. It looks like it's 3:57 p.m. And I'm trying to report some harassing phone calls.
Thank you for calling your National Weather Service, Tampa Bay Area Office. This menu will provide you with recorded forecasts and other Weather Service Office information. For the 7-day forecast, press 1. The Tampa Climate Summary, as of 7 a.m., April 17, 2014. Part today.
Okay, now let's see what time it is.
When you need help finding something at Publix, simply ask the closest associate. He or she will gladly walk you right to the item. No guessing, no trouble. Just the friendly, helpful service you've come to expect at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. Today is Thursday, April 17th. Publix time, 3:58.
Okay, it's 3:58, so I should have time to call the Verizon harassing call center and talk to someone about the harassing phone calls that I've been receiving.
You reached the Unlawful Call Control Center. For quality control, your call will be recorded. If you need help at any time during your call, please press 0. When contacting the Unlawful Call Center, please have available your account information or prior phone bill for possible verification. If you're a law enforcement official, please press 1. If you need help anytime during your call, press 0. If you're receiving hang-up, silent, or telemarketing calls, press 1.
With the Unlawful Call Center. I could have your area code and phone number, please.
Well, you can see me in caller ID, but just to answer your question, my home number is 863-688-9880. You do have caller ID where you are, right?
Yes, we do, but sometimes if it's transferred from other numbers, we don't get the correct number, so we ask each customer what their number is.
Got it. Okay. As you can see, I call in and sent to your computer more harassing phone calls. The police keep saying, well, we'll do something if you get more. We'll do something if you get more, but we ain't going to do anything right now. And they just keep not doing anything. But, and this police department to which I'm sending this, well, via you, have been in the news recently as a very bad police department. But I'm naive like Forrest Gump. I'll just keep sending them the information that they request. And to do that, I have to call you, and I have to make reference to the phone records in question. And as I'm speaking, I'm attempting to pull them up on my computer as to when they occurred. I'm looking right now at Friday, April 11th. There were 3 harassing phone calls. There was one that I could not get documented by Star 57 fast enough because it was a hang-up. I didn't notice that it was from a harassing phone call source until later. Alright? But, bottom line is that it was harassing, and I did make screenshots of the thing on my caller ID. But some of the stuff I was able to get to you. Okay, so now, do you see on there where I did Star 57 either 2 or 3 times this past Friday? And I'm sorry that I'm a little bit slow in reporting, but I've been doing hard physical labor, and I would get off from work well after you closed. By the way, what time do you close? Today. I mean weekdays. When can I call in and talk to a person?
Between 8:30 and 5, Monday through Friday.
Oh, okay. Until 5. I didn't know it was 4 or 5 or whatever. Alrighty. Now, let me pull up.
And can you verify your account number for me so that I can go in and look?
Well, now, the PIN on the account is 2112, and I'm authorized.
12?
Yeah, that's the PIN. Okay, now hold on. I'm looking for some Verizon bills saved onto my computer here. And any case, though, I'm the one that is the designated calling person. I don't have the bill in front of me, but you can see that that's my pin, and I'm the one designated to call in because the person, my father, the one who's on the account as the person on the bill, doesn't know a thing about computers. And anytime there's a computer screw up, which happens all the time with Verizon, I'm the one that calls in because I'm the only one that knows how to. But in any case, I verified my pin. And as a matter of fact, you can see on there we had a little bit of trouble recently paying the bill. So that kind of verifies me. I wouldn't know that if I weren't me.
Okay. And your name is, sir?
I'm Gordon Wayne Watts, the son of Bobby Watts, the account holder, and I'm the designee for the account.
Okay.
And I'm the one reporting the harassing phone call because he's at work. He doesn't have time to do this sort of stuff. Okay.
Now, you said you had law enforcement information.
Yeah, that's right. Can you not see on the account that this phone number called into y'all and reported? What I'm looking on my computer for the case. I'm doing a search on my computer under the keyword harassing because that's how it would be. There's two search results going on. It may take me a little while to find the.
Law enforcement information on you. It looks like the last time we had law enforcement information for you would have been back in 2012 or 2011.
Yeah, yes. In other words, we reported harassing phone calls. Can you see it or can you not? You can see that we reported harassing phone calls. The law enforcement, listen to me. I reported so many phone calls that it burnt my father out financially because each one was $5 a pop. Expensive stuff. And I just kept doing Star 57 and reporting them and reporting them and reporting them. And they just kept piling up and piling up and piling up, all right? And they assigned me they said that the only way they could report it is if it was a legitimate harassing, all right? And there was a case number assigned. Well, the police came out and assigned it the case number, and I have the case number saved onto my computer, but I don't have it right here in front of me. But you have it in your records someplace.
Did you listen to what I said? It was back in 20...
I don't care if it was in 1492.
Sir, do not scream at me.
I'm sorry. I'm just emotional because I've been abused by the local law enforcement because they keep... Okay,
don't scream at me. Let me tell you what I'm trying to say.
Okay, we're cool.
Is that normally a case number is not going to be left open for 3 years.
That's cool, but please reopen it. All I'm saying is please reopen it because you have it on file, and I can find it. I can probably find it between now and five, but if you can find it...
Well, let me finish my statement.
Okay.
We can use that case, but if they have closed it in the police...
They will open it because I'll go before the city council if I have to and talk to the mayor because they have invited me. Use that case number because if you use it...
Hold on.
If you do a new case number, then it'll start back over and they'll say, it's only one call. If you do a new case, you hear me and hear me. That's what they said. They said to report it under the original case number and to report it as a continuing phone calls, which they were. Okay? Now, if you do a new case number, you're just setting yourself up for failure. Maybe in your internal affairs, you can do any case number you want with your internal affairs, but the case number that the police assigned me, when I deal with the police, which are corrupt, but there are some good police, okay? There are some good police, and since there are some good police, they have said use the same case number. Guess what? I want to use the same case number because if you keep using different case numbers, then guess what? They'll say, it's only one call. Call us back when you get more. But there were more, but they're under different case numbers. Please use the same case number. Now, do you have it? It's something like 2012 or 2013-12345 or something like that. Okay, I just don't have it pulled up on my computer at the moment, but you have it on record. I can pull it up on the computer. Right, do you see it? Do you see it or no?
I've got it, sir. I'll send it to him.
Okay, so now when you say it, by it, do you mean those three phone calls that came to me this Friday?
Yes.
Okay, do you see the three phone calls on there?
Well, just a minute. I've got to get the law enforcement information off of this case and transfer it to the other one.
Okay, in other words, on your end, you're having a new case, but on their end, they're using the old case, correct?
Yeah, that's what they're going to use. Lisa.
Well, right. Okay. I have it on my record someplace, the case number. I don't... I was just wondering if... I don't know that I'll need it. I should probably find it on my computer. What was that officer's name that was working the case? Oh, I don't even remember. But in any case, that's what happens when they don't do their job. Time lapses and you forget things. Okay, the word harassing comes up. My computer here. I'm going to take another look at that image. I'll see if I can find something a little bit older. That's not the image I was looking for. Okay, just for the record, do you have the case number on there?
Just a minute.
Okay. I'm sorry that I got emotional, but if you just Google Lakeland, Florida police corruption, you'll see all kind of funny stuff. And I don't mean good funny, I mean bad, okay? That's just the tip of the iceberg. I know stuff that I haven't spoken about. Okay, but be that as it may. There it is, partial list of crank call, phone calls from someone that I assume right here. Come on, pull up on the computer. This April 9th, 2012 is when I created that document. That's what happens when you don't have a good law enforcement. The things just drag on and on. Okay, come on, open up, open office. Come on, open up. The Verizon ticket number was FLDS034GKR. The Federal Trade Commission reference number was 331-70990, and the Lakeland Police Department number was 2011-21204. The Lakeland Call to Service number, not that it really matters, was P11-2890017. Okay, and this is only a partial list that I'm looking at, because at some point I gave up and stopped reporting them, because by God, the police and the phone company were not doing anything. Each one passed the buck to the other. Wink nod. Okay, so I found it. So the number that you're looking for is 2011-21204. Okay. Now, the Lakeland Police Department's main number is 834-6900, and I suppose that you can call that one to obtain their current fax number. Okay. Right. Okay. Now, are you going to assign a new Verizon ticket number? I mean, I guess you could. I don't know.
It's under your phone number.
Okay. It's under my phone number. Okay. So, do I need to... two questions. One, do I need to get any information from you is regarding the new updated information? And secondly, do I need to tell you anything? this past Friday, hold on, let me pull up the time. Okay, Friday, April 11th, sometime around 10 o'clock. I'm sorry, sometime around 11 o'clock, I think. 10:05, 10:09, and then 10:17. I was able to start at least two of the numbers, and the third one came in on voicemail. And we snagged them with audio recording equipment. They have no expectation of privacy when they do that, so that was not illegal. The voicemail got snagged and recorded and saved into an audio file. And it was quite sexually explicit, too, I might add. The police were telling me that there was no problem with the calls that came in previously, but there were. So I don't know who these people were. This one was rather sexually explicit. Some of the stuff slipped through the cracks because I couldn't start fast enough. But I got screenshots and an email from one nut that came in right at the same time bragging about blocking my number when, in fact, he made the harassing phone call at that same time. I'm sure that that's what happened. I mean, what are the odds that some nut would send me an email right at the same time bragging that he blocked my number when his number came in as a harassing phone call? So that was one that slipped through the cracks, and it was not starred. But I will tell you that time, that's one that I would like for you to add, okay? Let me see if I can pull this up in my records, and I'd like for you to add it right here. Just a second, and I'll give you the time, because even though I didn't start that one, you can append it by looking for it, correct?
No, if you didn't activate the trace, we don't have a record of it.
Wait a second. One of your coworkers said that all calls that come in, whether I star them or not, whether I hit star 57 to record them, are recorded in the system. But it just makes it a little bit harder to look for when I don't star the number. Okay, on based on her testimony, in my recollection, at 3:15 p.m. on March 22nd, 863-354-0537 called me, and it was an unwanted harassing phone call. Let me repeat that. On March 22nd of this year, 2014, at 3:15 p.m., 863-354-0537 called me. And by the time that I noticed that it was a harassing phone call, because they didn't say anything, they just called and it was a hang-up, all right? That's some of the harassing phone calls. A new call had come in, and I was like sleeping or something like that, and didn't notice it. And then I got up, and another call came in, and I was like, oh, that's the same nut that keeps calling here. Okay. So the bottom line is, I would like for you to append your report and search for and verify my claims. See, on the photo of my caller ID here is my word against whomever. But you can look into the computers, and you can look back at March 22nd and see the received phone calls for 3:15 p.m. if I give you the exact time. Your computers do have caller ID, right? I mean, I'm a dumb country redneck, right? I have caller ID, and it's on here. If I have caller ID, by God, I expect the phone company to have caller ID, even though I didn't start it.
If you did not use the trace, we do not have a record of it.
What? Are you telling me that I'm a dumb country bumpkin and I have a record of it and you don't? What? You're telling me that I'm a dumb country bumpkin and I have a record of this and you don't? Your technological computers don't have a record of this harassing phone call?
I'm telling you that we do not maintain records on all incoming calls. If you did not use the tracing feature to retain that number in our system, then we do
not. What kind of service is Verizon that you don't have a record of incoming phone calls?
Why would we keep every incoming call for every
Because I'll tell you why. You asked me.
You're not billed for them.
You asked me a question, I'll answer it. Because sometimes I'm slow to the draw. When you're out in the Wild West and the bad guy's trying to gun you down, you cannot always draw on him fast enough to defend yourself. That's exactly what happened here, okay? You asked me a question, and I gave you the answer. And I want some documentation of it, because we pay our bills on time. In spite of...
Yeah, I documented that you reported it, but I also documented if you didn't trace it, we don't have it.
Right. Well, I have photographs of the caller ID on two different phones, my Unit and my Panasonic. I don't know what the police are going to do about that, but I have documentation, which is the least that I can do because I didn't star the number and make a record of it. Okay, now, so you have appended this report, and I guess you have or you will have faxed over all the stuff to the police department under the original case number to ask them to reactivate the case, correct? Which the police chief, the current police chief, when he was assistant chief, he told me that if you get any more calls, just report them and we'll take care of it. So I'm doing it. Now, he's the current police chief of the Lakeland Police Department, I believe one John Thompson. If you don't believe me, you can ask him. I don't know that I can trust him any further I can throw him, but like yourself, he had good listening skills and he was polite. So he has some integrity, and we'll just try him out and see whether he's straight or not. I mean, after all this, the harassing phone calls, it's overloading the system here. All different sizes, shapes, and colors, and types of harassing phone calls. Some of them were verbal and some weren't. Okay, so I starred some of them and others that I didn't. And you did make a note in the record that I had one from 863-354-0537 at 3:15 on March 22nd, which I was unable to star. But could you also make a note in the record that I have caller ID information on it? In other words, I have documentation. You don't. You have documentation on some, and I have documentation on the other. So could you note that in the record as well?
Sure, just a minute.
Okay. Do I need your name or number, or do I need any information?
My name is Karen.
Okay, that's cool. Okay, and I'm Gordon Weiss. In any event, if you made one harassing phone call to the police department, they would drop the hammer on you like Thor's hammer. I mean, that would be it. With me, it just goes on, and even if it wasn't a real one, okay, I've seen that happen. Y'all guys documented recently, and I had on file still, where they blocked my number from calling the police department. They never told me why, but I'm assuming that it was there. They would have said that there was an alleging a harassing phone call, which didn't happen. That's only maybe possible. And if they block a person's phone number and bring the hammer down for a possible harassing phone call, then I'm just as important as them. And I believe that they and you should bring the hammer down on this large litany of harassing phone calls, four of them that I've reported, three of which I could document, either two or three. By the way, was I able to star all three of those numbers, or did the one on the 1017 one slip past the star? How many of them did I star this Friday? All three or just two?
Just two were successful.
Okay. I was slow to the draw. That happens. Well, Miss Karen, I really do appreciate your assistance. Is there anything else that I need to get from you, or anything of that sort?
No, sir. I've already faxed it to law enforcement. You can contact them.
I thank you for your your assistance. And by the way, I just want to make sure, when you faxed it to them, you included the fact that this related to an old case, not that it was something brand, even though it's brand new.
It has the old case on there.
Okay, good.
It has the old case number on there.
Okay, good. That was what I was seeking to find out. Well, assuming that I'm not blocked or falsely imprisoned or something, I might just be able to contact them and follow up on this as Chief John Thompson of the Lakeland, Florida Police Department has requested. Okay, is there anything else on your end that you can think of?
Well, have a good day.
You too, bye-bye. Okay, let's see if we can document the time right.
If you need help finding something in Publix, simply ask the closest associate. He or she will gladly walk you right to the item. No guessing, no trouble. Just the friendly, helpful service you've come to expect at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. Today is Thursday, April 17th. Publix time, 4:19 p.m. Current temperature, 76 degrees. Cloudy with isolated showers overnight, lows in the upper 60s, numerous showers and thunderstorms on Friday with a high in the low 80s.
Okay, I time stamped it just then. It's 4:19. And this is registered political reporter and editor-in-chief, Gordon Wayne Watts. I'm sorry, I apologize to my readers for becoming slightly less than professional, but I am human after all. So it's Thursday, April 17th, 2014. Now it's 4:20 p.m. And this concludes this report from the Register documenting that I've called the Verizon Harassing Call Nuisance Center. Thank you very much for reading, watching, and listening to the Register, online and occasionally in print.